The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3140. Today I'm going to talk about Return of the Jedi and thoughts about what we should do here at Star Wars 7x7 to celebrate the fact that it's the 40th anniversary of the show. And there are a couple of reasons why this has come up for me, and so I thought, hey, let's talk about it here today. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So this came about for me for a couple of reasons. Number one happened today, and it didn't have to do with The Empire Strikes Back. When I say today, I'm actually talking about the day that I'm recording this, which is on Monday, the 6th of February. So I was out jogging with our video assistant, Padme, and I flashed back to a scene from the ending of The Empire Strikes Back. So it wasn't even Return of the Jedi related necessarily, but kind of in a way. It had to do with Lando talking to Luke and Leia about him, you know, going off to find Han Solo and whatnot, and how Lando was wearing Han Solo's clothes, and how there's been jokes made over the years about, you know, wow, it didn't take him long to just, you know, use Han's wardrobe. But it occurred to me as I was jogging today that he had no choice because he left Cloud City without his wardrobe. I'm sure he had a fantastic wardrobe on Cloud City, but he had to be feet out of there with none of that. So of course he was wearing Han Solo's clothes. Like, that's what had to happen. And so it occurred to me to think, well, what happened next? Like, was he wearing Han's clothes for 6 months until he got into Jabba's palace? Or what did he do? Of all things, what happened to his wardrobe? And so that got me on the path of wondering about Star Wars storytelling now, as opposed to what we knew prior to the reboot of the canon in 2014. We have had some storytelling that takes place in between The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, but not nearly as much, and I don't think nearly as detailed, and I thought it might be fascinating as we lead up to Return of the Jedi's 40th anniversary on May 25th to consider what we know about that time period between Empire and Return of the Jedi now, what's actually official storytelling about that space. And we have talked about it a little bit on the show, but it was in regard to Boba Fett. As we were leading in to the Book of Boba Fett, we were looking at some Boba Fett stories to learn more about his backstory. And one of the things we looked at was War of the Bounty Hunters, which described how Boba Fett at one point lost the block of carbonite that contained Han Solo and how he got it back. But beyond that, we haven't really talked about that period at all. So I thought maybe it would be interesting to check that out. And I thought I would put that out to you. I would love to hear what you think about that, if you think that would be something interesting and worth talking about as we get closer to the anniversary of Return of the Jedi. So if you are catching this on YouTube, comment section right there. I'd love to hear what you think. And if you're catching an audio version of this, then head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think there. The other thing that occurred to me is something that I don't necessarily want to duplicate because it's already being done well, which is analyzing the movie itself. So Star Wars Minute, of course, revolutionized that for all intents and purposes with their one episode for 1 minute of the movie, that hyper level of analysis, right? And Podcast Stardust has been doing a great job with their analyses of Star Wars movies too. But, you know, we never did anything like that here on the show. And I thought, well, you know, might be cool to do something like that, but maybe there'd be a way to do it differently. And so I thought about the possibility of going behind the scenes and looking at the production of Return of the Jedi. And one of the things that we do on our monthly episodes, we've been looking at movie production and trying to, you know, get a gauge for whatever movie comes out in 2025, for example. Look at the production of The Force Awakens and see where they were in the process and kind of equate that to where they might be with either Lindelof or Taika Waititi or Patty Jenkins, right? So I thought maybe it would be interesting to do kind of a similar thing for Return of the Jedi, except obviously at a much more accelerated pace by comparison, and look at some of the behind the scenes stuff, because there's a lot of cool stuff out there about the production, and it's stuff that I don't think really gets discussed or highlighted very often, maybe because it's not that popular, or maybe it's just one of those like hidden gem sorts of situations. Either way, that's something else that I'd love to hear about from you, so chime in on that too, whether you think that would be interesting or fun to pursue. As of today, we are 107 days away from the anniversary of Return of the Jedi. I was thinking about doing this on day 100, but it turns out that we're gonna have other stuff to discuss on that day. So I thought there's no problem with starting this conversation a little bit early, so, you know, there you go. And there's one more ask I have of you, which is I would love to hear your recollections of seeing Return of the Jedi for the first time, whether it was in theaters, on home video, on streaming, however it was that you first saw it, and with the hopes that I can share some fun ones here on the podcast. I think that would be spectacular. So again, YouTube comments are right there. For audio listeners, please head over to sw7x7.com and drop a comment in the blog post for this show's episode. I'd love to hear your stories and be able to share them here on the show. And so that's what I've got for you for today's episode of the podcast. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.